And it's a welcome to another edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. That's the Flashback Thursday edition, which takes us back to, today is the 4th of September 2025, today when I'm doing this, but the actual place we're going to be hearing from is a point in time that is, it's about 30 years ago, September 11th, 1995. And there are a number of things discussed in this show, including Phil Free, Freeheart Phil, as I think I may have called him at that time. He's a singer. He later was a merchant. And I don't know what he is now these days, or if he's still around or even still with us. But in those days, he played songs which the police and their associated coterie found subversive or annoying. And we talk about his citations for... He didn't get them for unreasonable noise. I think he got them for disturbing the peace. Of course, it's the kind of peace where he was opposing police abuses and surveillance of the community and things which I think... are actually real disturbances of our peace, but they're kind of silent disturbances. In any case, he's there. And there's also a bit of cop watching from San Francisco. Some of the beginnings of the tape I've cut off because the music is, unfortunately, perhaps because of re-recording or perhaps the original recording, it's too distorted to really... meet my high standards, or relatively low standards, actually, of broadcast fidelity. So you're getting a part of this. If you actually want to hear the whole grim story in the actual recording as we have it, unfortunately, which is apparently badly re-recorded, not sure who to blame for that one, you have to go back to the Huff Files, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom Archives, and go to the oldest shows and look for that show, and you can hear it. But this one, I think, is a little cleaned up, but still has some of the important parts, or I think all of the important parts, actually. I think this may not be the entire show for other reasons, too. I think the show was, part of it has been lost and not yet recovered, though I'm still working on recovering old shows, so who knows what the future will bring. I was going to say there's nothing about Gaza in here, although they're still murdering children by the hour over there. So I think what we're going to do is, rather than hearing the latest song about, let's sing about social significance, why don't we sing a song that's actually about social significance? I'll play you a David Rovics tune that I don't think hasn't been played yet.
Now bombs are falling on the entire strip beneath them, with the army demolishing everything, killing every root and stem, killing every man and woman, shooting kids to starve to cry. And now the Senate has voted again to make sure more kids will die. 24 senators voted to stop the weapons flow, but the other half of the caucus with the Republicans voted no. The other half of the caucus voted for the genocide, to keep sending the tank shells across the ocean wide. Let's say their names: Maria Cantwell, Chuck Schumer, Gillibrand. Voted for the Holocaust in the Holy Land: John Fetterman, Ron Wyden, and Richard Blumenthal. Voted absolutely to say they endorse it all. The terror on the ground, on the sea, and in the sky. Jack Reed and John Ossoff voted for the kids to die. Like the rest of their colleagues, they had time to contemplate whether they should support the actions of this state. But against the deepest wishes of most people in the world, these are the ones who voted for more missiles to be hurled. Let's say their names: Cory Booker, Adam Schiff, Chris Coons. All of them are marching to the genocidal tune. Alex Padilla, Gary Peters, Jackie Rosen are a few. What other acts of evil might be coming from this crew? Who voted for the terror on the sea and in the sky? Maggie Hassan and Mark Warner voted for the kids to die. Every one of the millions who will soon be dead, killed by the IDF and all the arms that they've been fed, along with our hard-earned taxes by those supporting this regime, these politicians who pretend it's not what it seems. Let's say their names: Maria Cantwell, Chuck Schumer, Gillibrand, voted for the Holocaust in the Holy Land, John Fetterman, Ron Wyden, Richard Blumenthal, voted absolutely to say they endorse it all. The terror on the ground, on the sea, and in the sky. Jack Reed and John Ossoff voted for the kids to die. Let's say their names: Cory Booker, Adam Schiff, Chris Coons. All of them are marching to the genocidal tune. Alex Padilla, Gary Peters, Jackie Rosen are a few. What other acts of evil might be coming from this crew? Who voted for the terror on the sea and in the sky? Maggie Hassan and Mark Warner voted for the kids to die. Let's say their names.